Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Of course, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and we're broadcasting right here on theairtoday.com. We're also going to be live, of course, 96.7 FM, 96.7 FM Sunshine Radio. And we still do radio, but it's gone to podcast. They say that podcast is a way for the new radio people to reach a different audience as well as the same audience. So you can find us at a podcast. We're going to have a great show today, and we got somebody coming on, one of our guests. Actually, we've done this guest before. Going to hold for just a minute. And we're going to be talking, of course, again to Dan. They call him Danny Helu. And we're going to be talking about a lot of things, but basically we're going to do my best part of the show. It's when we talk about music. I have a music background, and so we're going to do a little intro with him. Break, and we'll be right back with Dan. Hello. Stay with us, Dan.
Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose Voice for Veterans. On Radio St. Pete online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Pete, the boss of the beach, now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Be transported to Ireland during the Shamrocks and Shenanigans weekend. Let's enjoy 50 free family-friendly activities. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival weekends through April 2nd. Discount tickets and more at BayAreaRenFest.com.
All right, we're back. Guess what? This is the best. You've heard the rest, and now you got the best. Keith, the boss of the beach. Guess what? They finally inducted me into the Black Radio Hall of Fame. Somebody was listening. Of course, I had done what we call Bay to Bay. I started out in Radio San Francisco when I was in college, so that's San Francisco Bay. And then I got down to Brunswick, Georgia, and ended up at Kings Bay. Of course, that was a time, was one of the biggest secret submarine bases. I left there and went to have some fun in Montego Bay, but guess what? I'm back in Tampa Bay. Stay with this because we do radio podcasts. I have somebody on the phone with us, and of course he's with a veteran organization, the Coast Guard Auxiliary, but I found out a little bit more about what he does, and he loves music. He does music from the old days up to now. So if ever you're in the area and you want to find him, well, he's going to tell you where to find him. But the best thing is to just go on the internet. He's there. Dan, tell him how to find you. Then me and you are going to talk a little bit about the music side of what you do.
Keith, very nice of you to step in. I appreciate it very much. My website is DannyHelu.com. Its last name is H-E-L-O-U, Danny, typical spelling, DannyHelu.com. And I have music up on the web. You can, there's pictures, there's a little of my bio there. Been in music since I was old enough to pick up a guitar and start singing.
Yes.
By the way, your earlier mention of the auxiliary, the Coast Guard Auxiliary, you do not have to be a veteran. We an awful lot of people that have never served, never had the opportunity to serve, join, and this is how they will serve. So it's open to veterans and non-veterans as well.
We support veterans too. That's our slogan. So all of those out there who do that, of course, we appreciate it. Dan, how long have you been with the Auxiliary?
Since 2015.
Okay. And tell them a little bit about what the Auxiliary really does.
We basically support the active side of the Coast Guard. We have a small service at the Coast Guard, so we have a volunteer organization made up of people from all walks of life, and we buy our own uniforms, we pay our own way, and yet we volunteer our hours and our time, and then we are specially trained to instruct new boaters in the area. I mean, come on, the state is surrounded by water. So anytime that we can instruct someone on the proper operation of a boat, how to be prepared in case of emergencies, how to use the radio to call for help, Just how to keep your boat in good shape. The lights are working. The hailing devices are working. And we inspect people's boats for no charge. We don't write any tickets if things aren't right. We just give you a suggested way to keep your boat in good shape. The truth is that you never know when something's going to happen, and we hope to be prepared. Our goal in the auxiliary is to save lives. That's what we want to do.
There it is. He gave us the answer in two words: to save lives.
That's it.
Leave out the two and you got saved lives. It's the same thing. We know now that the Coast Guard has backup, and we don't understand it a lot of times because we don't hear about it. But now you're hearing about them, you know, I can understand. They save lives.
That's
and
it.
Part of saving lives is music.
Saved my life.
Dan, tell them a little bit about your music background and the kind of music you like.
Well, I grew up, my brother was on Broadway, original cast of Funny Girl, and shows on Broadway. And gosh, he came home.
Many years, you know, yes.
Yeah, so he just taught me how to sing those big show tunes. So the first band I was ever in, I played the guitar. I knew three chords. They said, "We need a singer." I said, "I can sing." And that's how I got started. And I've been singing ever since, in church and on the road as a musician and in bands. And now in my retirement days, I'm singing at senior homes. I do private parties. I do across the street. There's a condo that they have a first Friday, and they use me in the first Friday every month. And
okay.
Some of the country clubs use me for their events, because I'm a one-man show, so I'm not all that expensive, but I can play music. I play music from every era, no matter which way they want to go, and
okay.
Also at a volume that they can stand. So it's a good thing.
Well, the retirement community is blessed to have you performing whenever you get over there, and any of the rest of the retirement communities, please, Danny, mm-hmm. Hello.
Yeah.
.com. You got a lot of old people out there like me. I'm old as dirt, you know. When the Lord came and created the earth, he said, "Keith, what do we do after land and water?" Thank God you were there with us, Dan, because you had music, and here we are.
That's it.
Down to the best side of light. A lot of people don't realize. They said if you had a hammer that was hitting all of the planets, of course, right here in the Milky Way, Earth would be a D in the chord.
Mm.
So guess what? I don't know. I don't have a hammer, and I haven't been up there. But guess the D is in the chord either way. We know it.
Nice.
We're going to play one of Dan's songs, something that he enjoys. He's given us a lead. So stay with us. We'll be right back. A little bit more from Dan, but a little of Dan's music.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you, beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, the height of me. There's an such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And this torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.
Right here. We support vets too. That is what we do, and we are grateful to have people listening. You know, Senator Grassley puts a hold on Biden's pick to oversee VA benefits. When you talk about that, you can go to, of course, Veteran News Network, and they have the full story. But I mention that because we know that no matter what, politics is involved in everything, and we do follow VA News to make sure that you get a chance to do the politics as well as the other great stories. We know that you have to have a little bit of information, and with these things that we carry around in our hands now, we still call them cell phones, but they're not. They're little computers, and one of the things they do is give you a little cell phone stuff that you can fool around and do Facebook instead of doing your lessons in school. That's all right. I'm not going to get into that. Dan, we know about the auxiliary and the music, but did you have a military career, or were you one of those people that support vets too and just in your heart knew to come there? How did you get there?
Well, I joined the Coast Guard in 1967. And,
okay.
So I served in the Coast Guard aboard an icebreaker, North Pole, South Pole. And my whole tour of duty was on that same shift out of 1st District, Boston.
Did you go down to the North Pole, or did you actually, you know, sit there on ice?
We did, but we didn't go down to the North Pole. We went up to Thule, Greenland.
I knew you were listening. I had to figure that one out myself. You went down to the South Pole, too?
That's correct. McMurdo Station. Our job was to break the ice and escort the resupply ships in.
Okay.
And we traveled. Okay. There were two icebreakers at a time. One would go back to keep the ice from freezing the other ship in.
So there was a method to the madness.
Yes, sir. It was madness.
Okay. Yeah, there was a method to the madness. Y'all are listening to, of course, Dan Helu. He is a veteran in the Coast Guard. He did leave the actual side, of our regular coast that we think about, to go to North Pole and South Pole. I don't know if I could have done that. By the time I passed Florida, I would have jumped off the ship and went right to the beach. Keith, the boss of the beach, coming to you live right here on your radio network. Dan is one of those people that has given us a lot of information. outside of what we know, but in a quiet way. We appreciate that, Dan. If you are performing anywhere, how do they reach you? To give them your website again so that we can make sure that we let people know how to do it. And we're going to say hello to Joe, the guy that introduced me to Dan over the phone. So now we got Joe in. We want him to remember us and thank him for what he's done. Dan, tell him how to reach you again.
My website is DannyHalu.com. That's for the music. But any flotilla website for the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, look for a flotilla in your area if you're interested in becoming a part of us. And remember, we save lives. Join us.
Thank you so much, Dan. This is Keith.
Once upon a time, there were princesses, princes, fairies, and elves. This weekend, they're back. Come in costume and enjoy 50 free family-friendly activities. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival, weekends through April 2nd. For discount tickets and more, visit BayAreaRenFest.com.
Well, we're glad to be back. We thank you for tuning in and, of course, enjoying the entertainment, the information, and some education. One of the things we've been talking about, and it's quite interesting, that every time you get to talking about this, you have to go and look out for all the information, helping veterans find out if they're getting the VA benefits they deserve. Of course, if you're a veteran, you know, fishing around for VA disability increase, looking for it, our veteran team, listen to this, our veteran team can help you in your VA claim every step of the way. Get VA disability information on the increase you deserve by filing your claim with confidence. Yes, Vets Assist, VETAS and then SIST.org, will help you with all of those things necessary to filing a claim. There's a lot of new information out. There's a lot of quicker ways to get stuff done than used to be. Technology has moved up, and guess what? It works. Please be feel free. Of course, it's all there on Veterans News at the Veterans News Network. They make a difference because they are efficient, and they have taken the time to research a lot of these things that you're now hearing about. So if they have researched it and can get it out to you, we'll be glad. We'll be glad to help you in any way we can. And this is, of course, WVET on the air, today.com. We are talking about veterans. How can you help? What can you do? And for those who really need to get a full benefit from veterans, guess what? You can get it now. It's now available. Veterans News, they have a lot of veterans podcasts available. So you can get that information without having to go a lot of places. You can go one place and get it, and we appreciate what they bring to it. They have training, transitional training sessions to help veterans who are coming out of the military, and it's full consultation. Feel free. You can get a phone call to us right here, WVETOnlineRadio.com, 727-280-4779, and we will try to guide you. You can also call or text or email the rest of the team, American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, and, of course, U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy. That gives you some local places that you can get a hold to that'll help in you finding what you're doing. One of the things that we're looking at, of course, is, and we don't talk about it much, is cancer. You know, the new cancers added to, of course, the list of stuff that you got to get prescriptions for. Be sure when you're talking to your doctor that he can bring you up to date on that. That is veteran information. Your family or veteran, and they happen to have some type of illness, then this is one of the places that you can look for. And cancer is one they don't talk about much. Of course, you say wounded warriors, that's fine, but there are veterans with cancer who definitely need what we are trying to make you understand. We're doing it. It's good. Fast and affordable internet services. You do have a break for veterans. If you're a veteran and you're trying to get internet services, please feel free
to explore. Don't just jump on the first one to give you the biggest advertisement. There are some that will give a very good discount, depending on what area you're in and what services are available. So those are some of the informational things that I wanted to give out today, because we're talking about what we can all do to make sure we support veterans. WVET and all of our affiliates doing our veteranization work are now pushing the whole veteran nation, which includes the veterans, the family, those active supporters of veterans. So it's called a veteran nation worldwide. We're doing it. We're making sure. So we want to thank, of course, our friends over there at Wounded Warriors. I went to their offices. They're a wonderful group of people. If you happen to have a question about Wounded Warriors, contact them. Very good people. The question might be, how do you help a veteran that was well way back? Yes, they're there. How do we help a veteran that we know is wounded coming back now? Where can we make sure that they're in the lineup to be taken care of so they don't have to wait? Wounded Warriors, wonderful organization. American Veterans Alliance, and of course their affiliation, had Burial with Dignity, moving their offices over to the Mississippi area because of their location. They have a lot more land. They actually own a funeral home there already, as for many, many years. So look for Burial with Dignity to expand. It doesn't matter whether you're in Mississippi, but if you're in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it's a veteran that needs a burial plot where he's comfortable, where the family's good, yes, you can do it right there. They'll make the arrangements and take care of it. And if necessary, they'll go ahead and bring them on over to a nice place down in the bayou. So we want to thank all of those people who are doing that to help those veterans get the proper burial. And with COVID now subsiding, of course, we never know what's coming back, there were veterans that were missed. And some of them had to get reburied, but it's done. So we want to say thank you to all of those who are taking care of our veterans and their families when a veteran passes. And we will all be grateful many, many, many times. Many, many, many times after we realize how much good is being done through those veterans who are now a full part of the community. A full part of the community. We want to say thank you to all of our supporters of veterans. And we definitely want to say thank you to those who are helping keep this great country moving forward. And once they serve in the military, they have a more profound direction. It's been proven. It's ready. It's now. It works. And yes, I am going to give a hello out to our artist, Miss Virginia Rose. We know how hard she's worked over the years to create good music. And she's always supported us. So we want to say hello to Virginia Rose, and we play her music all the time. So when you hear Virginia Rose song, whatever y'all do now, I'm used to going to the store buying records. But guess what? You can download it now. You can go get the CD now. Please. She's good. And she supports veterans. I want to say thank you, of course, to our friend, Glenn Alexander. He's down there in Pinellas County, working with veterans in a big way. Workforce. Find him. If you're a veteran, you need help, please find him. Workforce. Glenn Alexander. And I know there's a waiting list still over at Duval, but if you're looking for a place and you know that you want to place your veteran somewhere, he's going to stay for a longer time. They will put him on a waiting list and take care of him at Duval Complex and Apartments. And they're one of those places that you can just Google them, and I'll tell you where they are, what they are. You can call up and see exactly what you do. This is all the information that we're going to be sure we're going to continue to give, because it is all about taking care of the veterans who need it and exposing those veterans coming to the best possible job so that they can become that part of this great country's work. Yes, and we're going to say hello to the Caribbean Business Council. They have been serving us throughout the Caribbean because there are a lot of veterans down there. And of course, you remember the fact that we have St. Croix and St. Thomas. Those are the areas that are American countries down there in the Caribbean. So we do have a presence down there. We take care of all of our veterans, even in the Caribbean, and those who are transplants. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what I can say. We support vets too. That's what we say, and that's what we do. Again, watch out. 96.7 FM, where this show is being broadcast right now. I want you to think about it. I like it. Right after me comes on the blues shows. Y'all stay and listen to it. It's great. And sports, no matter where you are, what station you're listening to, you're probably going to see our boy, Mike Picard, the Sports Connection. And we want to thank Mike for his continued support here at the radio station. And he's given me a shot because I was able to do the race a week ago. And that is the St. Petersburg race. It now has a Grand Prix. Wherever Grand Prix started, we now get you in St. Petersburg. And the race cars around the streets. It's good. It's entertaining. But I was glad to know how much they have served our veterans. And we have a lot of veterans working in that part of the race thing. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And especially to Sam Waltz, who was a guest on my show. He's a veteran. Keep it up. That's all we can tell you to do. Keep up the good work. I want to thank you all for listening today. And, of course, you're going to be hearing me all the time on theairtoday.com. Look out for us. A lot of good things coming. And thank all of the team over there at Soundcheck Studios. Gene Alexis, the background. Wonderful guy. Keep it up, Gino. Thank you for your music and your photography. Both a great part of what you offer to all of us. All right. This is this show's week, and we want to say thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the music. I'm over and out with a shout.
Been blind, unwilling to see the true love you're giving. I have ignored every blessing. I'm on my
Once upon a time, there were princesses, princes, fairies, and elves. This weekend, they're back. Come in costume and enjoy 50 free family-friendly activities. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival, weekends through April 2nd. For discount tickets and more, visit BayAreaRenFest.com.
Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us. Who say we support veterans too? News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.